जय यशोदा नंदना जय ब्रज जन रंजना जय ब्रज जन रंजना ब्रज कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदना जय ब्रजजन रंजना जय ब्रजजन रंजना जय यमुनती रवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुनती रवनचारी कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिपराज पच्चारष्टोदर श्री श्रीमद्दिमायंग्री शिलभैशरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन विविध संस्थापकाचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिपराज पच्चारष्टोदर श्रीमद् इस डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिल हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की कलिग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की शील प्रभुपा ट्रांसनल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नम ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 23 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द पासिंग अवे ऑफ भीष्मदेव। भक्त्या आवेश्य मनः यस्मिन् वाचा यत् नाम कीर्तयन् त्यजन् कलेवरं योगी मुच्यते कामकर्मभिः। भक्त्या वेश्य मनो यस्मिन् वाचा यन्नाम कीर्तयन् त्यजन् कलेवरं योगी मुच्यते कामकर्मभिः। भक्त्या वेश्य मनो यस्मिन् वाचा यन्नाम कीर्तयन् त्यजन् कलेवरं योगी मुच्यते कामकर्मभिः। भक्त्या वेश्य मनो यस्मिन् वाचा यन्नाम कीर्तयन् त्यजन् कलेवरं योगी मुच्यते कामकर्मभिः।
Bye.
Bhaktya with devout attention. Aveshya meditating. Manaha mind. Yasmin in whose. Vacha by words. Yat Krishna. Nama holy name. Kirtayan by chanting. Tyajan quitting. Kalevaram this material body. Yogi the devotee. Muchyate gets release. Kama karma bhi from fruitive activities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The personality of Godhead who appears in the mind of the devotee by attentive devotion and meditation and by chanting of the holy name releases the devotee from the bondage of fruitive activities at the time of his quitting the material body. Purport. Yoga means concentration of the mind detached from all other subject matter. And actually, such concentration is samadhi or 100% engagement in the service of the Lord. And one who concentrates his attention in that manner is called a yogi. Such a yogi devotee of the Lord engages himself 24 hours daily in the service of the Lord so that his whole attention is engrossed with the thoughts of the Lord in ninefold devotional service, namely hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, praying, becoming a voluntary servant, carrying out orders, establishing a friendly relationship, or offering all that one may possess in the service of the Lord. By such practice of yoga or linking up in the service of the Lord, one is recognized by the Lord Himself, as it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita concerning the highest perfectional stage of samadhi. The Lord calls such a rare devotee the best amongst all yogis. Such a perfect yogi is enabled by the divine grace of the Lord to concentrate his mind upon the Lord with a perfect sense of consciousness. And thus by chanting his holy name before quitting the body, the yogi is at once transferred by the internal energy of the Lord to one of the eternal planets where there is no question of material life and its concomitant factors. In material existence, a living being has to endure the material conditions of threefold miseries, life after life, according to his fruitive work. Such material life is produced by material desires only. Devotional service to the Lord does not kill the natural desires of the living being, but they are applied in the right cause of devotional service. This qualifies the desire to be transferred to the spiritual sky. General Bhishma Dev is referring to a particular type of yoga called Bhakti Yoga, and he was fortunate enough to have the Lord directly in his presence before he quitted his material body. He therefore desired that the Lord stay before his view in the following verses. So this is a very important verse of the first canto, 9th chapter, where the description of passing away of Bhishma Dev is described, and very clearly the importance of Bhakti Yoga is mentioned, on how Sri Bhishma Dev is now focused on the Lord because of his lifetime practice of devotional service. So
Srimad Bhagavatam focuses on enabling devotional service within our hearts, and the Srimad Bhagavatam establishes that the process of bhakti begins with hearing. Shrinvatam Svakatham Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. For any activity to be effective, you need some credits. Those credits are known as punya. If you want to purchase something, you need money in the pocket or money in your credit card. Unless you have that, the transaction cannot be complete. So therefore, that credit which helps to complete a transaction successfully is known as punya. So, when we are referring to a transaction with the Supreme Lord, then that transaction is based on the spirit soul offering one's feelings in unmotivated, uninterrupted service to Krishna. When is that transaction successful? When Krishna reciprocates. So that process of reciprocation between the Lord and the devotees is referred to as Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yogena Manasi Samyak Pranahite Male Apashyat Purusham Purnam Mayam Chayat Apashriyam. So Vyasdevji, while compiling the Srimad Bhagavatam, very specifically composed it in such a manner that by hearing this, devotional service will be ignited. And so in the second verse itself of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Dharma Projita Kaitavatra Paramo Nirmat Saranam Satam Vedyam Vastavamatra Vastu Shivadam Tapat Trayon Mulanam. It destroys the threefold miseries. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikrite. It was created by Vyasdevji. Kimva Parairishwara. What is the need for any other literature? Sadyo, instantly. Sadyo, Hridi Avarudhyate. Hridi Avarudhyate means this sound vibration is the most potent in trapping Krishna within our heart. Hridi Avarudhyate. For both a beginner and for an advanced devotee. Sushrushubhi tat kshanat. Instantly. Sadyo and instantly. Sadyo and tat kshanat. For one who is advanced, instant. And for one who is a practitioner, steadily. So both these words are used to demonstrate that just like when you use a cage to trap a mouse. Like that, as soon as there is hearing and chanting of the Srimad Bhagavatam and Harikatha, by the process of hearing and chanting, Krishna is trapped within the heart. He cannot resist. So therefore, today we will discuss 10 different effects of the process of hearing Harikatha as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. First is that this Srimad Bhagavatam or Harikatha is not a product of research. Maitri Rishi speaks to Vidura in the third canto, Tatha pikirtayam yanga yatha mati yatha shrutam kirtim hare swam satkartum Giram Anyabhida Asatim. So he says, Tathapi Kirtayami, I am speaking this to you, my dear Vidura, not because I have done some research, but I have heard it from my previous authorities. Yatha Mati Yatha Shrutam. So I have heard it, but whatever I have heard, I have not been able to remember everything, which is quite natural. Because we hear so much, but how much are we able to remember? Right? If there was a step between your hearing Bhagavatam and your taking morning breakfast, that you have to recollect all the points before you are given breakfast. So we may have to make khichdi only for a few people. So, as soon as you hear, it goes in. But then how much do we remember? So somebody asked me, if we are anyway not going to remember, then what is the point that we are hearing so much? So I asked him, your wife has been cooking for you for the last 20 years? He said, yes. So I said, she has cooked nicely and fed you? He said, yes. So now tell me all the menu she has cooked for the last 20 years. He said, I can't remember that. I said, you can't remember that, but has it nourished you? He said, yes. So therefore, the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is not just for memory recall, but it is for our nourishment. Whether you remember or not, you have to go through the process. Otherwise, every day you take up the Bhagavatam and open, you should not think, anyway, I am not able to remember. Why open at all? Let me go to sleep only. That is another way of responding. But actually, you can, whether you remember or not, the purpose of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam is to enable nourishment, spiritual nourishment. So therefore he says, Tathapi kirtayami, I am speaking this, Anga, with great affection he is speaking to Vidura. Yatha mati, yatha shrutam. I have heard a lot, but whatever I can recollect, yatha mati, whatever I can remember, only that much I am going to be speaking. Kirtim harer, why I am speaking this? By doing this, by reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, Swam Satkartum, I have a tongue, and I have a voice, I have an intelligence. By focusing on Krishna Katha, I am purifying my tongue, I am purifying my words, I am purifying my intelligence. Giram is the words. Anyabhida, otherwise those words will be speaking prajalpa and become unchaste. So to prevent my words from becoming unchaste, to focus on Krishna, I am speaking and reciting this. Yatha mati, yatha shrutam. One of Prabhupada's editors, Satsurup Maharaj, he would take the tapes which Prabhupada would be speaking at night while translating the Bhagavatam. At night, Prabhupada would be seeing all the commentaries of the 10th canto, of the different cantos of different acharyas, and then have his dictaphone. And based on what he felt would work best for this upcoming age of Kali Yuga, for the people to understand the English language, he would then take all of those commentaries and then present his Bhaktivedanta purport by speaking into the dictaphone. Then the tapes of the dictaphone next day morning would be sorted with the exact description of which verse to which verse Prabhupada covered. And then there was a system of sending it to a group of transcribers. And then the transcribers would send it to the editors. And then there was a whole system like that. So at that time, you know, Satsurup Maharaj was at a temple. And there was one more young devotee who had just joined, and he knew that Maharaj was doing these transcriptions of Prabhupada's tapes. So this new devotee he took from Satsurup Maharaj some of these, you know, tapes of Prabhupada's original speaking into the dictaphone. And he said, you know, you're anyway covering other tapes. By that time, I will just hear some of these and give back because I want to hear direct Prabhupada's words. So he had kept some of those, you know, dictaphone tapes with him, along with another machine which he had to play it. So one of the days this young devotee was asked to give class. He had never given class. So he was wondering, I don't know how to give class. So he thought of an idea. Let me take Prabhupada's tapes and let me repeat what Prabhupada has said. So he took that dictaphone along with Prabhupada's tape, put an earphone and then wore a chadar around his whole body. And he stood there on the Vyasasana and he had his hands on the pause button and the play button. So he would play one line, pause it. With his eyes closed, he would repeat that line. And then he would again play it, hear the next line, again pause it, repeat it. And he was doing it with his eyes closed and everyone thought he is giving a very thoughtful class. Very meditative class. But all he was doing was just repeating Prabhupada's words. And then later on, he became one of the topmost scholars in ISKCON. But he was sharing this story that when I began, it was only just repeating. And even today, all I am doing is only repeating. So therefore, this Krishna Katha is not a product of research. But all we need to do is just repeat the words of Krishna as given in the Gita and the Bhagavatam. There is a story of Nelson Mandela when he visited one of the temples in South Africa for the first time and he met Bhaktitirtha Maharaj for the first time. So Bhaktitirtha Maharaj was speaking to Nelson Mandela about, ISKCON and Prabhupada and the Gita. And he quoted a verse from the Gita. As Bhaktitirtha Maharaj quoted the first two lines of the verse, Nelson Mandela completed the next two verses. The next two lines. So Bhaktitirtha Maharaj got a little surprised. He said, oh, you know the Gita? You know this shloka? He said, yes. And he said, test on me. So Bhaktitirtha Maharaj asked a few more verses, first line. And Nelson Mandela completed the remaining lines. So he was quite shocked. He said, hey, how do you know the Gita so well? And he said, when I was imprisoned in the Robins Island and they were engaging us in all kinds of, excruciating work, which was very difficult to tolerate, and my mind was going crazy. So there was one Indian lawyer who was also imprisoned. And he suggested that if we continue our life like this in this prison, we will go mad. So better let us focus our mind on the Bhagavad Gita and to use our intelligence, let us learn the verses. So both of them engaged every day in spending quality time learning the verses of the Gita. And then when he came to the temple and he saw Prabhupada's beautiful vigraha and he offered the garland to Srila Prabhupada, he turned to one of our ISKCON leaders who was leading that yatra along with Bhaktitirtha Maharaj and he turned to him and he said, pointing to Srila Prabhupada, how did he do it? Means, how did Srila Prabhupada actually spread Krishna consciousness all over the world amongst cultures which had never heard of Sanatan Dharma? So that's the glory of Srila Prabhupada, that he established ISKCON in situations where nobody could even imagine that Krishna consciousness could be spread. And Prabhupada always said, I am simply repeating the words of my spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And as a result, all of this is manifesting. So therefore, that's the first principle, that Harikatha is not a product of research, but we just repeat what we have heard in Parampara. Second, Krishna Katha, or hearing Krishna Katha, is the highest gain. ఏకాంతలాభం వచసోనుపుంసాం సుశ్లోక మౌలేర్ గుణవాదమాహు శ్రుతేశ్చ విద్వద్భిర్ ఉపకృతాయాం కథా సుధాయాం ఉపసంప్రయోగం. సో ఇట్ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ అగైన్ ఇన్ ద భాగవతం. ఏకాంత లాభం, ద హైయెస్ట్ పర్ఫెక్షనల్ గెయిన్ ఇస్ వచసో నుపుంసాం సుశ్లోక మౌలేర్ గుణవాదం ఆహు, వేర్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ శ్రుతేశ్చ అండ్ ద ఇయర్స్ ఆర్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ విద్వద్భిర్ ఉపాకృతాయాం ఇన్ హియరింగ్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ. అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే ద యూజ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇయర్ రీచెస్ పర్ఫెక్షన్ వెన్ కనెక్టెడ్ విత్ హరికథ అండ్ ద యూజ్ ఆఫ్ ద టంగ్ అచీవ్స్ ఇట్స్ పర్ఫెక్షన్ వెన్ స్పీకింగ్ కృష్ణ కథ. అండ్ దాట్స్ ద రీజన్ వై ద ఇయర్ అండ్ ద టంగ్ హ్యావ్ బిన్ గివన్ టు పర్ఫెక్ట్ ద హ్యూమన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ through the process of hearing and chanting. There was a businessman who was having a parrot in his house, and this man would regularly go and visit some Bhagavat katha and hear constantly every single day, and this katha was happening for several days. And he would come back and share a few things from the katha along with his family members. So this parrot was listening, and the parrot spoke one day to this owner. He said, every day you are going to the katha and coming back, I am within this cage in this house. I have a question for the speaker of the katha. You know, the parrot was interested in a question answer session, but he was within the cage. So the parrot said, can you go and ask this question on my behalf to the Bhagavat Kathakar, to the speaker? So this man was also very happy that, oh, every day my realizations I'm sharing has inspired some interest within this parrot, so I'm also a good Kathakar. So he looked at the parrot and said, okay, definitely I'll do that. What's your question? So the parrot said, please ask the speaker how I can escape from this cage. So the man was also very happy that, oh, he's very intelligent. He is thinking about his future. So he said, definitely I'll ask. So after the katha that day, this man asked the speaker of the Mahagautam, I have a parrot in the house and he has a question for you that, how he can escape from this cage. Immediately at that time, the speaker of the Bhagavatam fell on the ground unconscious. And this guy was totally bewildered. And all the other disciples came and started putting water on this Kathakar. And, you know, after a long time they revived him. This man came back totally bewildered. Says, what was so wrong about my question? And what was so shocking about my question? Did I commit an offense? What did I do? So he was totally confused. So when he came back, the parrot said, did you get the answer? And he said, yeah, actually what happened was, when I asked the question, as soon as I asked the question, how can the parrot escape? The speaker fell on the ground unconscious. So he couldn't give an answer. And I'm also bewildered. So maybe tomorrow I'll ask the question again. The parrot said, don't worry, I got the answer. Next day morning, when this man got up and came near the cage, he saw that the parrot was dead. So he was taken aback. He said, hey, yesterday the sadhu fell down, and after I spoke here, now the parrot is gone. What is going on? And he opened the cage. As soon as he opened the cage, the parrot flew away. When the parrot flew away, the man got bewildered. He felt cheated. He came running to the Kathakar and he said, what is going on here? Is there some conspiracy? He said, no, you asked me the question, how can the parrot escape? And I just fell down without speaking the words. You could not understand what it meant. The parrot understood. You have been attending the katha every day for 13 days. You could not get it. Without attending live, even single katha, he understood because he had the intelligence. So hearing is not a matter of how many hours you clock live, sitting. Because you may be sitting and nodding the head, but mind may be contemplating something else. Or one may be coming to katha thinking that, you know, my sleep enhances. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. All anxieties are released. So the essence is that we have to understand the purpose of why we are hearing this. Bhutair mahadbhir ya ima puro vibhu nirmaya shete yadamushu purusha bhungte gunan shodasha shodashatmakan solang krishishta bhagavan vachamsi me. While speaking, Shukadeva Goswami glorifies the Supreme Lord and explains to Maharaj Parikshit, I am praying to that Supreme Lord Krishna who should manifest on my tongue. You, O Parikshit, have been trapped and locked within the body. The key to that lock is in Krishna's hand. So I am simply going to be an instrument in bringing that key and connect it with that lock. So therefore, as a speaker, I am simply bringing Krishna in contact with you. Saha alankrishishta bhagavan vachamsi me. May Krishna decorate my tongue so that you are delivered, not by me, but by Krishna who manifests in the form of that transcendental sound vibration. So therefore, the speaker of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the hearer of the Harikatha are always extremely conscious about this. The third canto also describes the third reason why we should hear, to cut bondage of material existence. Okay, and it says, kastrapnuyat tirtha pado bidhanat satreshu vasuribhir idyamanat yah karna nadim purushasya yato bhava pradham geharatim chinati. By hearing Harikatha, the illusion that I am the controller and enjoyer of objects of this world is destroyed. This impetus that I am the controller, I am the enjoyer, this is the main impetus for life in this material world. By hearing about Krishna, kastrapnuya tirthapado abhidanat, those glorifications of Krishna, they are like a purifying holy place which transform our consciousness. Yah karna nadim purushasya yato. When the sound vibration enters through the ears, bhava pradam, that which gives material existence, bhava pradam, that which grants material existence, which manifests material existence, which facilitates, guarantees material existence, is known as bhava pradam. What is that? Geha ratim. The attraction for geha. Body, family, assets, money, control. All of this is known as geha. And ratim means attraction for geha. For accumulating these things. What is that? Atma, body, jaya, wife and husband, suta, children, agara, house, pashu, vehicles, dravina, money, bandhushu, social acceptance, social prestige, rajye, career and control. These are the 8 main principles of material existence. That is known as geha. When there is attraction towards this geha, ratim, then this provides bhava, bhava pradam. Geha ratim chinatti, that cuts this material existence. And therefore, like one of our book distributors was distributing books, and suddenly someone came up and said, "Do you have this book called Coming Back?" So the distributor said, "No, I don't have Coming Back, but I have Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. You take this. It's also a small book." He says, no, I want Coming Back only." I said, "What is the difference? Take Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. Anyway, you don't have Coming Back. Take another one." He says, no, I want Coming Back only." He said, "Why?" So this man said, "You know, last time one of your book distributors was showing me the book, and I was arguing about the price of the book, and at that time, I was just glancing through the book, thinking how much knowledge I can gather without buying the book." You know, that's quite common. Discount or free mein kitna milta hai. So few pages I flipped as the discussion was going on and he was explaining things. In those few pages, one line from that book really struck me, and I applied it, and it has made a huge difference in my life. My life is changed. So I thought, if one line could change my life so much, how much the whole book will change my life? Therefore, I am searching for that book only. So this devotee, he told him that, "See, don't worry, we will give you the Coming Back. Since you have come back, you will get the book. But today I am showing you Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, last 10 minutes. You may have seen 2-3 lines from this also. And if tomorrow some line from this is of benefit to you, you will keep searching for me for this book. So you better keep this book also, and then later we'll give you Coming Back also." So each line from any of these literatures can actually transform the heart. One person was in a library, you know, searching for a book on silent meditation. And for 4 hours he was searching. He couldn't find the right book. Right? And then he found, you know, finally a book on silent meditation. He studied it for 3-4 hours. He couldn't understand anything. He closed the book and placed it back in the shelf. As soon as he placed the book back on the shelf, another book fell from top of, you know, the shelf, fell on his head, small book, and fell on the ground. He picked up that book and opened it. And the place where he opened it, the line said, "Silent meditation is bogus and not for this age." He was shocked because he could relate with it, because he couldn't understand anything. So he saw the cover. It was Perfection of Yoga by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So he immediately got convinced by that one line, and he read the book, and he became one of the top book distributors. So Prabhupada mentions in this particular context that the process of Krishna consciousness as taught in the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to transform our consciousness and priorities. Acharyere shraddha bhakti griha sampadhane sokalo safala huila prabhuraradhane. Srila Advaita Acharya is glorified as a perfect grihastha who was a pure representative of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used his shraddha, bhakti, griha, sampatti and dhan, everything in the Lord's service, sakala safala huila, and all of that became successful because he used it in Krishna's service. And therefore when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beginning his journey towards South India, he goes to the house of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and informs Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, please give me your blessing so that I can travel to South India and return back. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is a grihastha, a householder. But when he hears Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's proposal, the intensity of emotion because of his attachment to Lord Chaitanya is so much that Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya immediately responds and says, Shire Vajra Padimura Putra Morijai Toha Sahi Tomar Vichheda Sahana Nayai. My dear Lord, the two most dearest possessions people have in their lives is their body and their family. Shire Vajra Padi, if thunderbolt hits upon my head and I die, Putra Morija, if when my son dies, Taha Sahi, that I can tolerate. Tomar Vichheda Sahananayai, but I cannot tolerate separation from you. So, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya was a grihastha. His ashram was not important. His attitude was important. His emotions were completely focused on Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya requests Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Ghore Krishna Bhaji More Kora Ashirvade Nila Chale Asijena Tomara Prashade. Oh my dear Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, I am going to South India. Please give me your blessings that I can return back to Jagannath Puri soon. Ghare Krishna Bhaji. Why? Because you are worshipping Krishna at home. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, a grihastha is supposed to seek blessings of a sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya as sannyasi is seeking blessings of a grihastha. How is that? Because it is not important what ashram one is. What is important is how absorbed we are in the intensity of our intention to please and serve Krishna. So therefore, he says, Ghare Krishna Bhaji, because you are worshipping Krishna sincerely at home. So Prabhupada writes, Lord Chaitanya thus gave equality to all ashrams and allowed everyone to practice Krishna consciousness. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya as a grihastha had the potency to even bless a sannyasi. Because of that sincere practice. And similarly, when Mahaprabhu is in South India, he is meeting this Kurma Brahman and he says, I want to give up everything and go. And Mahaprabhu says, no, you stay at home. Prabhu kohe aiche baat kabhu na kahibo grihe rahi Krishna naam nirantar loibo. Do not leave. Leaving is easy. But stay at home and sincerely chant, worship and practice Krishna consciousness. And then next is the famous verse. Apart from your practice, you also preach. Jare dekhe tare kaho Krishna upadesh Amaragya guru hoya tara edesh. So, if you practice and preach Krishna consciousness like this, even within household life, you will remain protected just like a lotus. Kabhuna badhibe tomar bishaya taranga punarapye ithani pabe mora sanga. The material existence and the waves of material existence will not trap you. Kabhuna badhibe tomar bishaya taranga. You will not be trapped. And so, you have to engage all your propensities in the service of the Supreme Lord. When Prabhupada was in the process of printing the Krishna book, they had approached Dai Nippon Printing Company in Japan. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Dai Nippon would give a quotation and Tamal Krishna Maharaj would give exactly the opposite, lowest quotation. And then Dai Nippon would be bewildered because they had never done this kind of negotiation. And then they would again quote a figure and Tamal Krishna Maharaj would again quote something ridiculously low. And there would be a conflict and then Prabhupada would come in and Prabhupada would say, okay, don't argue. Let us try to understand each side. So Prabhupada suddenly took the position of middleman, trying to settle the whole thing. And Dai Nippon started also accepting Prabhupada as a neutral mediator. And then finally, simply with $5,000 down payment, Dai Nippon printed books worth $50,000. And that is how the first printing happened. Right? And so Srila Prabhupada, he would often say, right, that I could not get cheated because I was a Calcutta boy. And Prabhupada said that for spreading Krishna consciousness, whatever practical needs to be done, you have to do that. And therefore, Prabhupada was engaged in all kinds of activities which was required. Like Brahmanand, or Bhavanand Prabhu tells the story that he brought a rose oil for Prabhupada. And that rose oil was like $80 and a very small, bottle, which was supposed to be lasting for like a couple of months. You take a little bit every day. As soon as he gave it to Prabhupada, the mood in which he gave to Prabhupada was, this is made in USA. This is best quality. That's what he was thinking. He didn't say that. But while giving to Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, what do you think about this? So Prabhupada opened the bottle, emptied the entire bottle in his palm, and put it on his head and started massaging. So Bhavanapra was bewildered. He said, Prabhupada, you're supposed to take a little bit every day. This was supposed to be for 2 months. Prabhupada said, no, this is okay. And then, at that point, Bhavanand Prabhu thought, okay, let me at least get some appreciation for what I've given. So he said, Prabhupada, this is the best quality available in the whole world. How do you like this? Prabhupada said, it's okay, but in Calcutta it is better. So, Bhavanand Prabhu said, I became so humbled because Prabhupada could just see through that all of us have this tendency to take our bodily conception of life very seriously. So when he gave initiation to Bhavanand Prabhu, Prabhupada said, what is the meaning of your name? Bhavananda. So Bhavanand Prabhu said, one who is experiencing the joy, ananda of bhav bhakti. Prabhupada said, that would be Bhavananda. I have given you name Bhavananda. So he said, what is the meaning, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, Bhava means material world. Bhavananda means one who takes pleasure in the material world. So he got bewildered. Is this material name or spiritual name? So Prabhupada said, in the material world, there is only misery everywhere. But there is only one pleasure, which is sharing Krishna consciousness with others. And therefore, dedicate your life for spreading Krishna consciousness. And that will be the only source of pleasure. So that's the highest gain. And this cuts the bondage. Fourth principle of hearing is, hearing makes the bliss of Brahman appear insignificant. So the Bhagavatam says, Sa Shraddha Dhanasya Vivardhamana Virakti Manyatra Karoti Pumsam Harer Padanusmriti నివృతస్య సమస్త దుఃఖాప్యయం ఆశుధతే. That the bliss of hearing and chanting counteracts the bliss of nirvritti or liberation. Samasta dukkhapyam ashudhatte. Brahmananda is insignificant in front of the bliss of devotional service. So, you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way has been extremely powerful in transforming one of the greatest impersonalists, who is Sarabhauma Bhattacharya. And after his deliverance, when Sarabhauma Bhattacharya comes in the morning, when Mahaprabhu comes in the morning to meet Sarabhauma Bhattacharya with Jagannath Mahaprasad, he knocks on the door and Sarabhauma Bhattacharya comes, and as soon as Mahaprabhu gives him the Mahaprasadam, he has not even taken bath, he just accepts it. And when Mahaprabhu sees that, he is in ecstasy. And Mahaprabhu is in ecstasy to see Sarabhauma Bhattacharya honor that Mahaprasad without taking bath. Now hearing that, we may think, oh, is that what pleases the Lord? I can do that very easily. I can do that easier than chanting my rounds in the morning. But the context in which Mahaprabhu became blissful was, here is an impersonalist who did not believe in the Lord's form. Now he considers Lord Jagannath's form to be transcendental and absolute. And therefore, he has decided to honor the remnants of Lord. So the transformation of Sarabhauma Bhattacharya is from someone who does not believe in the Lord's transcendental form to someone who has now implicit faith in the Lord's form. So therefore Mahaprabhu is in ecstasy and he says, Ajimui anayase jininu tribhuvan, Ajimui korinu vaikuntha arohan. Mahaprabhu says, today I feel like I have conquered all the three worlds. I feel as if I have reached Vaikuntha. So Gopinath Acharya and others are surrounding Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they are seeing Mahaprabhu dance in ecstasy. Nothing has happened. Only Sarabhauma Bhattacharya took some Mahaprasad without bathing. And they were wondering, hey, what has caused this ecstasy that Mahaprabhu is declaring? That I feel I have conquered the universe. I feel I have attained, you know, Vaikuntha. And he says, Lord Chaitanya could see that everybody is confused. And Mahaprabhu confesses, Aji mora purna hoila sarva abhilash sarva bhaumer hoila mahaprasade bishwas. Mahaprabhu says, today all of my desires are fulfilled. Because today, Sarabhauma Bhattacharya has developed faith in Mahaprasad. Faith in Mahaprasad indicates that he accepts the Lord's energies. Because the impersonalist philosophy means non-acceptance of Lord's energies. So that means that indicates his transformation. So, this is, you know, the most important principle with respect to transformation. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way is in great ecstasy. So there is a very famous scholar who was visiting Jagannath Puri. His name was Udayan Acharya. And he was a logician and he was always, you know, using the Jnana Marga to approach understanding of the Lord. And Udayan Acharya had heard so many quotations from the Shastra that as soon as you enter and have darshan of Lord Jagannath, you are delivered. All these Padma Purana and other Puranas describe Dham Mahatmya. And it is said also that if you just sleep in Jagannath Puri, it is equivalent to offering Gandavats. And you have darshan of the Lord, just by that darshan you are delivered. So Udayan Acharya was thinking, this appears little exaggeration. Thousands of people are going, having darshan and coming back. I don't see transformation in many of them. They don't appear to be delivered at all. How can this Shastra say that it is they are delivered just by darshan? So he started doubting. And as he was nearing the Jagannath temple, suddenly another phenomena happened, that the doors of the Jagannath temple that morning would not open. And so the pujaris tried their best. All their locks and everything were open, but the door was not opening. Then they brought in the soldiers of the king. They tried, it did not open. Many powerful army men came, they could not open. They got bewildered why the Lord's main dwar is not opening. Then Lord Jagannath appeared in a dream to one of the pujaris and said, there is a very sinful person who does not have faith in my transcendental form who has entered Jagannath Puri. That sinful person, his name is Udayan Acharya. I do not want to give my darshan to him. So as long as he is around, I am not going to give darshan. The door cannot open. So the pujari immediately got up and he informed the king, and they said, okay, let us start a search party. And they started announcing in the whole kingdom, who is Udayan Acharya? Who is Udayan Acharya? There is a message from Lord Jagannath. Who is Udayan Acharya? So Udayan Acharya heard this. He was in ecstasy. Who? There is a message from Lord Jagannath. He immediately came to the person giving the message and he said, I am Udayan Acharya. What is the message? And the messenger said, the Lord Jagannath's message is Udayan Acharya must get lost from Jagannath Puri. Must get out of Jagannath Puri. And then they made him to get out. And as soon as he was out, the doors opened effortlessly. And then Udayan Acharya was very repentant. And he understood that I should not be questioning the Lord's transcendence. And ultimately, he also became an intimate devotee of the Lord. And then, the fifth principle of hearing is, by hearing, one experiences real good. Tadasya kausharava sharma dhatu harer katham eva kathasu saram. Harikatha is the sar of all kathas. Udhritya pushpebhya ivartha bandhoho. Just like honeybee gets the nectar from the flower, Harikatha is the essence of all Vedic literatures. And it is the best principle as far as Vedic literature's conclusion is concerned. And so when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about to give deliverance to Prataparudra Maharaj, he has been testing Prataparudra Maharaj for a long time. Sarvabhauma upadeshe chadi rajavesh ekale vaishnava beshe korila pravesh. So he takes the blessings of all the devotees and comes in front of Lord Chaitanya wearing the dress of a Vaishnava and starts singing the Dasham Skanda Gopi Geet. And as he speaks the Gopi Geet, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets up, embraces him, and Mahaprabhu shouts, Bhurida, Bhurida. You are the most munificent. You are giving the highest benefit. Prabhu kahete tumi korila murahit achambityasi piyao Krishna lila amrit. You have done the greatest benefit for me by speaking the Harikatha. Purva seva dekhi tare kripa upajila anusandhan vina kripa prasada korila. Mahaprabhu had already decided to deliver Sarabhaum, to deliver Prataprudra Maharaj based on his sweeping and taking the humble position in front of Lord Jagannath. This was only a detail. But this was the last straw which made Mahaprabhu became merciful towards Prataprudra Maharaj. And therefore, Prataprudra Maharaj ultimately received Mahaprabhu's grace by providing the greatest benefit of sharing Hari Katha. And, you know, this is one of the very, very critical principles in the practice of devotional service. That we share Hari Katha and Krishna Katha in a way that others get benefited and others get transformed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There was one of our, you know, terrorists who was part of the Palestine Liberation Organization. And he got quite fed up of that and he came out. And he was in a very frustrated state. He went to a, you know, bar at night and he was drinking, looking very frustrated. So another guy came and sat next to him. He was also drunk. And he looked at this terrorist and said, "What happened? You looked very frustrated." He said, "Yeah, I had joined this with great hopes, but everywhere things are same. You know, I'm totally frustrated. I want to give them up, get away from them. But I don't even know what is the goal of life." So this other drunk suddenly picked up one magazine kept on the table and gave it to him. He said, "You know what? If you want to know the goal of life, this is a good magazine. Read it. It has helped me in the past." He spoke to him in a drunk state. And that was Back to Godhead magazine. And this guy picked up the Back to Godhead magazine, read a few pages in drunk state. And he got some revelation. He went back and started reading more diligently, connected with the nearest devotees who were there, and then he became a practicing devotee. And his realization is, Krishna consciousness may come to you in any form. In whatever form it comes, it is always beneficial. So you have to keep your eyes and ears open on how Lord is bringing the message to you, through what form. Then sixth is, by hearing, one attains Vaikuntha. And the process of attaining Vaikuntha is by focusing one's consciousness and mind on the ultimate goal beyond this material world. And so, when Mahaprabhu is having this conversation with Ramananda Rai, Mahaprabhu says, "Prabhu kahe aage kah shunite paaye sukhe, apurma amrit nadi bahe tomar mukhe." He says, an unprecedented flow of nectar is coming from your lips. And Ramananda Raya says, "Hrudaya prerna kah jihvaye kah bani, ki kohiye bhalamand ki chui na jani." Actually, you are the one who's inspiring me, and I'm just repeating. Because I know that just by repeating this, I will get purified. So Mahaprabhu, at this point, is taking the humble position. And Mahaprabhu says, "Prabhu kahe mayavadi amito sanyasi bhakti tatva nahi jani mayavade bhasi." Mahaprabhu says, "I am mayavadi sanyasi. I don't know what is bhakti tatva. Sarva bhauma sange muramana nirmala hoila krishna bhakti tattva kah tahare puchila." Actually, in association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I got purified. And I asked him, "Please tell, what is krishna bhakti tattva?" But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, "Teho kahe ami nahi jani krishna katha sobi ramananda jane teho nahi etha." He says, "Even I do not know what is Krishna Tattva. Only Ramananda Rai knows. Ask him." So Mahaprabhu says, with hands folded, to Ramananda Rai, Tomar thani aila tomar mahima shuniya, tumi mora stuti kara sanyasi janiya. I have come to you with great hopes. Because as per ashram, I am to be respected and given a higher position. But as per my spiritual needs, I need to take a humble position and hear from you. Because these are messages from the spiritual world. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although born as a Brahman and in the ashram of sannyas, is taking the humble position of hearing Krishna Katha from Ramananda Rai, who was a politician and from a different caste. And therefore, this hearing is very important, and that hearing is going to be transformative in our life. Indradyumna Maharaj was trying to preach to his mother many times, but she would not respond so much. Many years later, he was in Vrindavan and he got a phone from his mother, night 10 o'clock, and he said, "Yes, mother, why you have called me?" She said, "You know what, I have a great desire to go to Vrindavan." So he said, "It's such late at night and you want to go to Vrindavan?" "Yes, we will organize that, but let's spend some time planning and we'll take care of it. I'll call you back again tomorrow." Next day morning he called up, his brother picked up the phone, and Maharaj asked him, "So mother had called yesterday, she wanted to go to Vrindavan. You know, I wanted to discuss with her." And his brother said, "She has departed." He said, "What? But she just called me at night. How could she depart?" And his brother said, "Last 6 months, she has been suffering from cancer. She took a promise from me that I will not reveal to you that she is going through cancer because she didn't want to disturb you. But in this 6 months period, she brought all the books which you had given of Srila Prabhupada and your tapes and was continuously hearing about Krishna and Vrindavan and reading Krishna book. And the only desire she had in her heart at the last stages was to visit Vrindavan. And hearing the holy names, she departed, aspiring to go to Vrindavan." And Indradyumna Maharaj was so touched when he heard this, because he could not believe the grace of Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas, that when we keep giving someone association and giving them Krishna consciousness, when that transformation will actually happen cannot be predicted. Kumarila Bhatta was a scholar, was trying to defend, you know, Vedic philosophy against other onslaughts. So he was in the camp of scholars who were opposing the Vedas, and he was trying to defend the Vedas in the debate. And he started attacking the other philosophers very strongly, and they felt so offended that they decided they will kill Komarila Bhatta, and they started chasing him. He started running away from them, and as he was running from them, he came to a high spot, and there was nothing behind and only a deep fall in front. He had no choice to escape. Either he had to face the army behind or jump from there. And he was thinking, "If I jump from here, how will I survive?" And then he said, "Okay, let me jump," taking a vow. And before jumping, he took a vow. "If the Vedic literatures are perfectly true, then nothing will happen to me." And then he jumped. And when he jumped from that tall spot and he fell, he escaped, but with minor injuries. He would have died, but he actually escaped, but he still sustained some injuries. He came to his guru and asked, "Are Vedic literature supposed to be true, then I should not have sustained any injuries. Why did I sustain minor injuries?" Guru said, "Because before speaking Vedic literatures are true, you added a word, 'if the Vedic literatures are true.' Because you added 'if,' you had a little doubt, so you got little injury. If you had no doubt, you would have had no injury. So that is the Shraddha with which one has to approach the Vedic literatures while hearing. And the seventh is, we are sure to become, you know, sincere in our surrender to Krishna by hearing regularly. Sincere dependence arises in the heart by hearing. And so Shukadeva Goswami tells Maharaj Parikshit, Tadaham te abhidasyami maha paurushiko bhavan yasya shraddatatam ashu syan mukunde matihisati. So actually I am giving this knowledge to you because you have total faith and you have total surrender. And the eighth is, we get conviction about Krishna by hearing from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmat sarvatmana rajan hari sarvatra sarvada shrotavya kirtitavyascha. So by hearing this, conviction that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead develops. Ninth is, by hearing the Harikatha, we get the best and most powerful use of time. Otherwise, time is simply wasted. And Ayur Harati Vaipumsan describes how one actually uselessly wastes time without understanding the goal of life. And the tenth principle described is, by hearing the Lord's activities are absolute. And even if you are hearing about the Lord's creative pastimes of Lord creating the material world, mayam varanayato amushya ishvarasya anamodata. Krishna's connection with maya, shrinvata shraddhaya nityam maya yatma namuhyati. The way to protect oneself from maya is to hear how Lord has created maya and how Lord interacts and interfaces with maya. And this is something which is extremely powerful and important to understand. And therefore, when we are hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, we are actually transported to another level by the process of this hearing. And this hearing inspires the chanting and conviction in the process of chanting within. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he invested quality time in sharing with us this Srimad Bhagavatam, sharing with us his purports on the Bhagavad Gita. You know, Russia is in news nowadays with a lot of wars happening between Russia and Ukraine. But many years ago, there was a thief in Russia, and he would enter people's homes at night and steal. So one night he entered somebody's home, and he couldn't find anything valuable. He opened the, you know, safe also, and there was nothing inside. He was very disappointed and angry that, how can I leave this without stealing something? Because his record was he had to steal something. So he had his own principles. So just about to jump out from the window, he found a table. On the table he found something. He just picked it up. And he thought, at least I have stolen something. He came back home, he found out that was a book which he had stolen. And that book was Bhagavad Gita As It Is by Srila Prabhupada. He saw the cover. He saw Krishna and Arjuna on the chariot, on a battlefield. And he thought, maybe this book is giving techniques on how to fight, and it will help me in my stealing. So he started reading the book. As he started reading, there was a transformation. He used to go every night for stealing. Gradually his frequency reduced. He started going once in 5 days and once in, you know, like that. So his wife got worried. She asked him, "You are not going on duty regularly nowadays. What is the problem?" And he said, "I was thinking that I am a thief, but after reading the Gita, I realized everybody is a thief. And they are stealing from the Lord. And therefore, I have become very inspired in the practice." So she also became inspired. She also started. And both became serious devotees. His father-in-law was one of the biggest, you know, kind of mafia people there. He became very upset. And he called his son-in-law and said, "Our family reputation is at stake. What is this going on?" He says, "No, I have decided I am going to transform myself." And then he became book distributor, distributing the Gita, and he would use his skill. Because previously as a thief, by looking at houses from outside, he could figure out how much money they would have. So he would go out on the streets and figure out, "Oh, this is a big house." He would give Bhagavatam set to them. So accordingly, he would start selling, and he became one of the top book distributors. Through the transformation created by studying the Bhagavad Gita. So during this Taj attack, you know, in 2007, when there was this attack, and all night the fight was happening. So there was, in the morning when the policemen were just eating some biscuits and all that, suddenly, one of the rooms door opened, and out came one old man, perfectly fresh after a good night's sleep. And he looked at the policeman and said, "Good morning." And the policemen were bewildered. They said, "Hey, where are you coming from?" He said, "Well, I am coming from my room." They said, "What were you doing at night?" And he said, "What do you mean? At night you sleep." "So I was sleeping." So the policeman said, "Hey, all night there were such gunshots and there was bomb and explosions and this and that. How come you could sleep?" He said, "Oh, really?" And then he took out his hearing aid. And he said, "I am stone deaf. Without the hearing aid, I can't hear anything. At night, before going to sleep, I keep my hearing aid on the side. So I kept my hearing aid on the side. I went to sleep. I don't know what you're talking about. I just came out and I'm meeting you." So without the hearing aid, he could not understand anything. He could not hear anything. So therefore, Krishna has given us the hearing aid, which is the Bhagavad Gita, and only when we connect with the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, we can actually understand what is happening in this material world and understand the reality of how material energy is only creating explosion, and we are surrounded by severe terrorism. Otherwise, we will be sleeping peacefully in the lap of Maya. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada has given us these books in the English language so that we can apply them as our hearing aid and hear Krishna's calling and hear the sound of Maya and understand this is the sound of the material energy and stay away from that and connect with Krishna. So Bhishma Dev, he actually spent his entire life practicing this process of bhakti by which he was totally absorbed in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. And Krishna wanted to show Bhishma Dev as an example that it does not matter whether you are a warrior having your regular life as a king. At the same time, if you are focused and absorbed in the practice of the process of Krishna consciousness, even Bhishma Dev is empowered to speak Krishna Katha at the last stages of his life in the presence of Vyasadeva and Krishna himself. Even he can become more spiritually qualified than the greatest sages because he is rightly situated in the process of hearing and chanting. So that is something which is very beautiful from the life of Bhishma Dev, and we can also follow in the footsteps of Bhishma Dev and transform our lives by the process of hearing and chanting. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.